أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الطلاق مرتان، فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان، ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله، فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به، تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها، ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون.
A revocable divorce is permissible only twice. Then let both parties either hold together with understanding or separate with kindness. And it is not permissible for you men to take away any of the gifts that you have given to these women, except you fear that you will not be able to keep the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala. So in the event you fear that you will not be able to keep the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala, then there is no sin for you in what she gives away to free herself. These are the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala, then don't transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala, then they are the wrongdoers. A marriage is contracted that both parties may live together permanently. It is not contracted for a short period. Rather, it is contracted for a permanent period, and both parties long that this contract and this must continue. It mustn't come to an end. Sometimes it is unfortunate that the nikah and the marriage has to be terminated. Both the parties feel that they are, one feels that he is not compatible with the other. When both feel that they are not compatible with each other, then they feel frustrated that they have to live in this union, though we are not compatible. But now how are we going to determine that they are not compatible? In a fit of a rage, if a person just utters divorce, and then he becomes remorseful for what he has done, and then he thinks of the plight of his infant children. So, the Sharia has outlined some procedures that if you feel that there is not sufficient compatibility, then what are the steps to take to really make it out and confirm that you are really not compatible, and therefore the best thing in your affair is that you separate. First is the step of counseling, that they either advise each other or they get some counsel from someone to make them understand and to get them to see the marriage from a different perspective. They may have been seeing it just from one narrow perspective according to their understanding, and they didn't get the true picture of marriage. Therefore, hastily, they want to bring this to an end. So at the first level, make them understand what marriage is all about, and they should not have that picture that it is greener out there. So if this step doesn't work out, then the second step the Sharia advocates is a temporary period of separation. Both are separated for a temporary period to see that whether they do have that love that will bond them together or really they are incompatible. Then the third step that the Sharia advocates and encourages is that they should go for mediation. But if all these steps have failed, counseling has failed, the probationary period of separation has also failed, and mediation has also failed, then holding this contract together then may be frustrating for both parties that they cannot just see each other, but they just have to live and they can't separate. So it will become really, really frustrating, really difficult for both the parties to continue when they know that they cannot be compatible, though they have tried it out again and again. But now, when they need to divorce, then what is the procedure or how should they go about doing this? So at the outset, the hadith has already mentioned this, that this must not be done hastily. It must not be done because you are looking forward to a divorce. Rather, keep this in mind, that this is amongst the most detestable, permissible things in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So if you have to do it, you will do it with a lot of understanding, a lot of consideration, a lot of thought is put into it, and thereafter you have come to this conclusion. It wasn't a hasty decision. So the Sharia says, then if you need to separate, then just issue one divorce. And that divorce also shouldn't be in the state of her monthly causes, because when she is in the monthly causes, then the man's mind is not clear. He gets frustrated as well because of the waiting period. And perhaps in the fit of frustration, he is just giving out, he's venting out his feeling. So the Sharia says, no, do it while she is pure. She is out of her monthly causes. Now when she's out of her monthly causes, then too, it must be at a time that you had no intimacy with the wife. There was no intimacy whatsoever. And then you issued the divorce. So when, if there was the intimacy, then it is possible that she's already conceived. And when she's conceived, then too, man can have some remorseful feelings that she has conceived my child and I'm going to separate her. Or it may just lengthen the duration of the waiting period, the iddat. So both cases, it may not work out right. So do it in that state of purity. Do it with a clear mind. And if one clear, unambiguous word of divorce has been uttered, then the man has still got the right to reconcile. He still has the right to retract, to revoke the marriage. Without renewing the marriage, he can still take her back. So these are all the procedures the Shariat has put in place. One is he will give it in that wait, in that period of purity. And from the period of purity, she'll have another 3 monthly causes. So in this 3 monthly causes, if the man wants to take her back, he can consider carefully, what am I doing? So it's given him a sufficient amount of time to think, to consider his decision. It is not a hasty decision. It is not something that he's done rationally or emotionally or spontaneously with impulsive mind. Rather, a lot of thought, a lot of consideration has gone into it. But after he has divorced 2 times, then both parties must understand that they either hold together with understanding. We have gone through this and we feel we have got the mutual compatibility and we have to forbear and love each other in spite of our weaknesses and mistakes. So if they have to hold together, then with understanding. But if it is that they must separate, then let that separation be done not grudgingly, not to spite her, rather with kindness. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا. So both, either it is you are separating or you are holding together, but with a lot of respect and understanding. It mustn't be done with grudgy feelings and with hurtful feelings. The question comes about that if a divorce is issued for the 3rd time or 3 divorces are issued in 1 sitting, then is this also valid in the Sharia? This is reported, Mahmud ibn al-Abid, radiyallahu anhu, reports that a person divorced his wife 3 times. In 1 sitting, he had issued 3 divorces, and he had mentioned this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was really disturbed, very much angered. One person saw the anger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, must I not kill this person? In other words, this is something that is very much disgusted, that in one sitting, and all 3 divorces have been issued. But however, those 3 divorces that he had issued in 1 sitting, all were counted. wasn't said at any time that these three divorces, because they have been issued in one sitting, therefore they will be counted as one. Similarly, you find the case of Uwaimir Ajalani radiyallahu anhu, and there was a long, lengthy court procedure, and at the end of the procedure, he had also issued three divorces, and these three divorces were counted against him. One woman was divorced, and husband had issued three divorces in one sitting. She remarried a second person, and after marrying the second person, she wanted to go back to the first husband. So she was told that until you don't have that intimacy and you don't have conjugal relationship, you can't return back to your former husband. So all this confirmed that whether the three divorces were given in one sitting or three different sittings, all will be counted. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنْ. Further, man must be a little bit big-hearted and understanding that when you need to separate, then separate in equitable terms, with respect and in a dignified manner. Now don't come and demand for all the gifts that you have given your wife. لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنْ. The gifts that you have given, then don't ask for those gifts to be returned. But in the case when both fear that you will not be able to maintain the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala, and then in that case, if she gives away something just to free herself, she knows that she cannot manage this marriage, it is some weakness on her side for which she cannot maintain this marriage and the duties of marriage, then she wants to separate and come out of this marriage. Obviously, the man has spent a huge amount of money, and he will not just let this go. So he will have some grudgy feelings. I have spent that money, and it is on account of her weakness that we need to call this, we need to end this up. So she volunteers to give something. So she has the right to give away some of her gifts in order to gain her freedom. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala, so don't transgress them. Give us the